Blog Talk Radio. My brother, how are you doing?
I am doing wonderful. How about yourself?
I'm blessed. Let me let everybody know. Tribe Family Channel, hosted by Beverly Black and J. Elliot Howard, is brought to you by Gumbo for the Soul International, a family brand. And it's just exciting to be able to talk about NFTs, cryptocurrency, metaverse, this new, if you will, third dimension where the internet and creatives come together. And I'm excited because of our guest tonight. But first, before we get into who our guest is, I just want to say to you, my brother, I want to thank you. We've been doing some business that has shored me up and put me in a better position so that my own financial fitness reflects what I am doing. And I want to thank you for that.
I'm glad to be able to help you. That's what I'm here for. That's really what my goal is for the rest of my life, is helping others. It was always my goal, but as I've gotten older and everything I've gone through over the last couple years alone, and of course, we've all gone through it with this whole COVID mess. It's like, you know, wherever there is a need, that's where I want to
right,
be.
Right, right. Well, for those that are tuned in to Tribe Family Channel's Financial Fitness, J. Elliot Howard has an MBA in accounting and a master's degree in mass communication studies. As a successful insurance agent, Elliot offers product lines such as general lines, life, and health insurance, and is a financial services representative. Beverly is the CEO of Financial Fitness, and I consider myself a layperson in the conversation of finance. We all have the free will of exercising intelligent discernment, but for certain subjects that may not be our forte, this evening I am hoping that we will learn from each other by really conveying our own experiences, where we first heard of cryptocurrency and NFTs and metaverses, and how far have we delved into any research on the subjects, and then what our own experiences are. So this is like a learning platform, if you will, for tonight, where none of us, including our guests, are considering ourselves the professional or the all-knowing go-to guru on these subjects, the aforementioned subjects. So feel free to call in. We're learning together. You can call at 515-605-9351. If you would prefer to listen online, visit blogtalkradio.com/gumbo for the soul to follow our studio. We're on facebook.com/tribefamilychannel, and the links are all therein. If you would like to speak at any time, call in and press the one key on your phone, and you will be entered into our queue. So, Elliot, without further ado, I'm just as excited as you are. Our guest is Raheem, a.k.a. Ra. He was born and raised in the Bronx, New York. He has been a prominent force in the hip-hop industry since its inception. And if anybody knows real, true hip-hop history, you know that it was born in the Bronx. If you say anything else out of your mouth, you do not know hip-hop history. Yes, I said it, I meant it, and I'm here to represent it. Now, also, back to our guest. Raheem started as a member of the pioneer hip-hop group, The Funky Four, and then joining Grandmaster Flash and The Furious Five, one of VH1's 2005 hip-hop honorees. This brother has been inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Let me say that one more time. Mr. Raheem, hip-hop pioneer, has been inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and we want to welcome him here live on Tribe Family Channel's Financial Fitness to tell us about his metaverse that dropped March 1st. Welcome, Raheem. How are you, my brother?
Thank you. Thank you so much, Beverly. I'm very, very happy to be here, and I'm great.
Elliot, why don't you start us off with a brief presentation about what you do in terms of finance, and then we're going to have our guest go through the journey of Metaverse. But I want to give honor to our sponsor, J. Elliot Howard.
Well, thank you, Beverly. For me and my team, we're involved in investments, retirement, financial planning, as well as basically all the vehicles of life insurance, be it from whole, IULs, term, and then even with the small businesses, helping them establish a 401k, key person insurance, and buy-sell agreements, even transfer of power. And so that way then helping businesses survive the first generation for and last for generations to come. That's what my team does. And so, and for the, you know, not this tonight's been has been great interest to me, because a good portion of the financial representatives, you know, and investment advisors represent a lot of the old guard, because since 1933, after the stock crash in 1933 and 1934 established the Securities Exchange Commission, and that all had to do with investment as stocks and bonds, people all know about it, and cash, the paper cash, which we all come to know, and all the nuances that go along with that, regulations, corporations, and insurance vehicles to make sure that people are protected when investing in the stock market as we had known it prior to the recent creation of the cryptocurrency as a commodity. And so it's so new that even within the training for securities and investments essentials, SIE, that it's information about cryptocurrency really isn't really in a whole lot of training for that. So that's how new this new world is. So having somebody like Raheem that is specializing in that, he has great knowledge in it. And I do know that recently that the SEC has incorporated cryptocurrency into another fold of regulations and guidelines, FINRA, under that there's SROs like security regulatory organizations like FINRA, that under the SEC to provide some guidelines with it with all that. I just want to know how did he get into it, and I just want to sit back and listen, and I'll ask accordingly because I have an inquisitive mind like everybody else would say. All right, the floor is yours.
Well, thank you very much, Elliot. So, first of all, let me make it very clear. I am no expert by a long shot. I am a layman in cryptocurrency and NFTs, but I have had a positive experience. And what led me to delving into cryptocurrency and NFTs, which stand for non-fungible tokens, was initially I had joined, I needed some extra cash like everybody else, and I joined these flower groups. And the flower groups are like, if you're familiar with what a susu is, for those unfamiliar with what a susu is, susus generally are started by groups of people, usually foreigners, a lot of Caribbean people, Chinese people. Put together susus, and they form these groups, and they're like investment groups, but they don't invest in anything in particular. They just put in sums of money into a pot, and over time, everyone in this respective group gets an opportunity to take the pot of money. Okay, and if you do it successfully, it can work in perpetuity, right? But that didn't go successfully for an extended period of time. So when I lost my money the last go round flower groups, I then met someone who was involved in forex trading, which is, foreign currency, the dollar, the pound, the euro, the yen, all of the foreign currencies, including the dollar. Silver, gold, oil, and all of those different commodities. And so I got involved in that. And cryptocurrency is one of the tradable commodities as well. And so when I got involved in that, I got involved initially through a company called IM Academy. And IM Academy basically is an online, for lack of a better description, I would call it an online university that teaches you how to trade on the Forex market. And so I didn't take many of the classes because I connected with some of the instructors who became my mentors, and they taught me some valuable tricks that expedited my awareness, my knowledge of how to read the charts on the Forex market. The Forex market is very similar to the stock market, except with the Forex market, unlike with the stock market, you can lose, don't get me wrong, But money is always a tradable commodity. So it's just a matter of timing and awareness as far as your ability to make money on the Forex market because of the fact that you're using money. And so, you know, no matter how much, you know, the yen or the pound or the dollar or whichever currency is up or down, it's always still tradable because every country, you know, uses money. So you can always make money. So I began trading on the Forex market through IM Academy. And I did that for a little while. And then I connected with this guy, Jason Swanson, who owns there's only two that I know of, black-owned metaverses. And so he's the second owner of the second black metaverse. And he approached me with with selling and marketing some NFTs that are indicative of, you know, my group's contribution to hip-hop. And, you know, so a lot of it is like intellectual properties. It's music, it's videos, it's some, you know, handwritten lyrical work. It's imagery of my Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction trophy, Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award, and you know, different things like that. So, also, he in this metaverse that he owns, and that I am a shareholder in, so I'm one of the owners as well, and the majority of the shareholders in this metaverse, which is called Earthia, it's spelled E-A-R-P-H-I-A, like, you know, like how you would say planet Earth instead of with the P-H, so, you know, you're, I can't think of the word at the moment, but, so basically, in Earthia metaverse, there's simulated or virtual cities, virtual, you know, all of these virtual cities are based on actual cities and locations. And so the virtual cities in all of the metaverses, all of the real estate that you see in any of the metaverses, I believe there are like maybe five metaverses that exist at the moment and growing. But all of the real estate, the virtual real estate that you see in all of the metaverses are for sale. And so people who are aware of the value non-fungible tokens of digital real estate in the metaverse, they are purchasing digital real estate because when you resell it, because you can resell it, like you can sell, you know, actual real estate, and depending on, you know, the market, you can sell it for more than worth. And then, you know, you have different locations, like different location, noteworthy locations, historical locations that are also present in the virtual, in the metaverse, and these historical landmarks are also for sale. So, like, you could purchase like Colosseum in Rome, and you know, if you have money, because
a little bit, we don't want to miss a word. And ladies and gentlemen, okay, we just remind you that you are tuned in to Tribe Family Channels Financial Fitness. We are listening to Rock and Roll Hall of Famer and the newest CEO in Earthia Metaverse Virtual Property, and he's telling us about his journey. Go ahead, Raheem.
Yes, so basically the you know, you have the ability through having cryptocurrency in the metaverses, in all of the metaverses at the moment. The cryptocurrency that you need in order to make any kinds of purchases in the metaverse, and I'll get to all of the different things that you can purchase in the metaverse, or will be able to purchase in the metaverse in the not so distant future, in a few minutes. But so you need Ethereum. There are many different types of cryptocurrencies. Bitcoin is just the most popular one, and so what I did for myself, even before I got involved in with the IM Academy and began learning how to trade foreign, you know, money and foreign commodities and stuff, I gave myself a little crash course in cryptocurrency by purchasing some Bitcoin. And I purchased Bitcoin through Cash App, which is very safe because there's no middleman except for Cash App. And Cash App takes a very small, you know, fraction off of the dollar of, you know, of your purchase of Bitcoin or whatever. And so I purchased, I believe, let's see. Yeah, I purchased $500 in Bitcoin, and initially when I purchased it with the intention of immediately withdrawing it to pay for something else with it that required Bitcoin. And so, to my chagrin, after making the purchase of the $500 in Bitcoin, I wasn't able to withdraw it because Bitcoin needed my identification, and so that whole process, when I sent them my ID, the whole process of clearing my funds and everything, it took about a month. So that whole time, my $500 is sitting in Bitcoin. So I'm not paying any attention to it. I'm just, you know, going about my everyday life or whatever. And then one day, I happened to go into my Cash App and look at Bitcoin, and it was no longer $500. It was like $875. And I was like, oh man, what? So like maybe after 2.5 months or so, it was like $875. So I left it there. I left it there for another month and a half, and it went up to $1,550. And then I needed it I needed it to pay my rent, so I withdrew it, and I paid my rent with it. But that taught me how Bitcoin and cryptocurrency works. So with that being said, now, first of all, if you want to know the value of Bitcoin, the way that you can do that is you open up your Cash App and you type on, you go to the bottom right-hand corner of your screen and you hit that icon that looks like a B. Click on that, and then it will take you to the Bitcoin screen. And it'll show you, so I'm looking at the Bitcoin screen right now, and it's indicating that Bitcoin is down. And so it's $43,902.68. So it just went up 73 cents, and it just went down. So it fluctuates. Cryptocurrency is what's called volatile investment because, you know, its movement is volatile. So you definitely want to pay attention to its movement because there is a possibility you could lose your money. But better than the stock market for me, I prefer gambling because the stock market, the Forex market, it's all somewhat of a gamble, but the more you know about it, the least, you know, the less of a gamble it is, obviously. You know, you don't have to, you can invest in foreign currency with literally 5 or 10 cents. You can use a dollar and make your lot size one penny with each investment that you make. So, you know, and obviously the more you invest, the more you stand to make at, you know, one time. And vice versa, the more you invest, the more you stand to lose. But the whole beauty of it is that there's really no set amount that you need in order to get started. You could literally spend, I bought as much as a dollar worth of Bitcoin. It doesn't add up to anything in Bitcoin, you know, translation, because one Bitcoin at the moment is about $43,900-something for one Bitcoin. To be precise, $43,871.37 for one Bitcoin. So my little $1, you know, didn't even make a ripple as far as, you know, the value of it compared to a Bitcoin. But when Bitcoin goes up, the value of your dollar also goes up. So, you know, the one thing that you want to do is you want to stay the course. You know, a lot of people that I know who are not savvy investors, they'll panic when they see fluctuations, you know, cryptocurrency or their Forex currencies going down. They'll panic and they'll bail out. They'll take their money out. They'll withdraw their money. But, you know, the law of physics says, whatever goes up must come down, and vice versa, because as it is above, so shall it be below. Same rule applies in the investment market. So you have to understand and know that even though, you know, today the fluctuations of the market may have everything down, eventually everything is going to be up. And so you want to stay the course and be in it, you know, for that moment, because you ain't going to win if you're not in it.
Well, let us take a quick station break and compose our thoughts, and we'll be right back to continue speaking with Raheem, Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, and the newest Metaverse CEO. He's telling us about his cryptocurrency stock investing and his financial journey so that we can consider our own financial fitness. And we will be right back after this message from one of our other sponsors.
Ever wanted to get away from it all? Maybe an inexpensive honeymoon, or even a second honeymoon, or just a mini vacation for the two of you? Now you can. You can go to the Shalites home, away from home, when they're not on tour. It's called the Shalites Dream Castle Villa, where you can relax in luxurious surroundings, where the staff and all amenities are at your full disposal. Their private gated villa offers 24-hour on-property security. Dream Castle Villa is just 20 minutes away from the newly constructed International Airport in Montego Bay, Jamaica. Enjoy incredible views of the Caribbean Sea and the Iron Shore Golf Course. The Shalites Dream Castle Villa is a relaxing, soothing, and romantic experience that's excellent for small private weddings, wedding renewals, engagements, anniversaries, or just a mini vacation for two. For reservations, visit their website at dreamcastlevilla.com or call toll-free at 888-747-9802 and see what other luxuries await you. Relax, just like the Shalites, at the Shalites Dream Castle Villa, and hold on to your dreams.
Welcome back live on Tribe Family Channel's Financial Fitness, hosted by yours truly, Beverly Black and J. Elliott Howard. We are listening to our guest, Mr. Raheem, hip-hop pioneer, rock and roll Hall of Famer, and a new CEO to the Metaverse property.
So,
I don't know how to put it.
Raheem, I have a question.
Sure.
Okay. So you mentioned real estate within the metaverse properties, and there's in the older areas of investment within the American economy, there's things like real estate investment trust. Do those vehicles apply within the metaverse, or is that just because it's the metaverse and not the rest of us? It's that rule. Those types of investment vehicles don't exist. How does that navigate or translate?
Now, okay, so that is a question that I personally am not savvy enough to answer. I would need to probably invite the CEO of Earthia Metaverse on another show.
Okay.
You know, when he can explain, you know, the inner workings of whether or not those protocols are applicable to real estate. Virtual real estate investment metaverse.
And let me just interject a couple of facts that I have been able to find in terms of blockchains and cryptocurrencies and NFTs. There is a tracker that is the world's DApp store, DApp store. discover, track, and trade everything DeFi, NFT, and gaming. It's called DappRadar.com, DappRadar.com. And it has the basics about games, NFTs, DeFi, whatever that is, BSC, Ethereum, Polygon, and Snoop Dogg's NFTs. Has their own Snoop Dogg's NFTs has a category all of its own. This particular website is good for explaining the top blockchains that are good for your investments if you're into the cryptocurrency world. From what I can see, Elliot, excuse me, and some of the links have been posted on our social media page and on the other promotions for this show. I've posted links that explain the NFT world and how it's really a third dimension to this world. So it's all digitized, if you will. That's the best, most concise way to put it, is that it's like the real world and the internet combined into a digital world. And in that digital world, like our guest Raheem said, you can buy certain real estate via certain addresses and what have you. But it is a digital world, and it's like any other investment, cryptocurrency, the stocks and any trading, if you will, is going to have its values. It's going to have its, you know, its highs, its lows, and it's really probably less volatile than the stock market, because with the metaverses, they have a set price, and either you can pay that with your digital wallet, or you cannot with your cryptocurrency or however you're getting involved in this. Where I am starting is with Coinbase.com. That's one of the starting points for my learning journey, as we are all kind of on. But back to your question, Elliot, I feel like we all should do a little bit more research and just really figure out what dynamics integrate into this digital world from the physical world, because it's actually also coined on Wikipedia as Web3. And I'll just read this and turn this back over to you. Web3, also known as Web 3.0. Well, first let me read the preface to this article. It says, this article is about the concept of a World Wide Web based on public blockchains. For the concept based around machine readability, also called Web 3.0. So Web 3, also known as Web 3.0, and sometimes stylized as Web 3, is an idea for a new iteration of the World Wide Web based on blockchain technology, which incorporates concepts including decentralization and token-based economics. Some technologists and journalists have contrasted it to Web 2.0, wherein they say data and content are centralized in a small group of companies, sometimes referred to as big tech. I'm from Silicon Valley. I am a technician, so I can relate. The term was coined in 2014 by Ethereum co-founder Gavin Wood, and the idea gained interest in 2020 from cryptocurrency enthusiasts, large technology companies, and venture capital firms. So that's just another arm of the extension and how the terminologies and the concepts and the buzzwords and the rollout for this Web 3 or the third dimension from the internet and the real world into the digitized realm, if you will. There's a lot of different articles that beg to be explored. So go ahead and pick up where you were, Raheem, and hopefully some of the information that I've read is a little bit helpful. I know it's confusing, but you know, let's just allow ourselves to hear the information and let it marinate because this is a new realm. And if anyone can remember when everybody said, go get on Twitter, get on YouTube, and you're like, nah, nah, nah. But look now. So we have to pay attention to this new dimension, and we have to get in early. And that is where the rest of the season four financial fitness is heading, is into every area and dimension that we need to level up, including the services that J. Elliott Howard has available to us. So please proceed, gentlemen.
Well, one of the things that I was going to, you know, impart to everyone listening is that, you know, we, you know, people of our persuasion have been excluded. This isn't being taught in schools as far as, you know, the stock market and Forex trading and cryptocurrency. It's not being taught in schools because they don't want us learning that. And so they intimidate, you know, we're intimidated by it, many of us, because of the technological aspects of it. You know, we don't understand it. But what I will say is, unlike when you put your money in a bank, this has been my experience, and I'm sure everyone listening and both of you can attest to this. When you put your money in a bank account, no matter even if it's an interest-bearing account, how much interest does your money accrue, annually? But would you say it accrued $20 annually? I don't recall ever having a bank account that was interest bearing, and where I accrued $20 more than what I had over the course of the year. And so, with that being said, with cryptocurrency, it was a safer bet for me to buy cryptocurrency and hold cryptocurrency in a wallet, in a virtual wallet, because the value of that cryptocurrency, though it fluctuated, it's more than a dollar. You know, the value of it is more than a dollar. And so as long as the fluctuation, even when the fluctuation goes below the dollar value that you paid for it, you know, eventually it's going to go back up. And when it goes back up, it has the potential of, just like taking a volatile hit, it has the potential, you know, gaining significantly. And so I would feel safer about keeping my money in a crypto wallet than I do in a bank. because of the fact that eventually I am going to see some gains. Whereas with the bank, yeah, good luck with that.
You know, I to hold my composure as you spoke of the interest earning accounts. Now, you know good and well, ain't nobody made a nickel.
Exactly.
So it's really, it just bears truth for saying, and it also bears truth to my co-host and sponsor tonight, J. Elliott Howard. As I have gone through a insurance policy process with he and his team, and I have actually shored up a policy that over time I can draw from. It covers my mortgage, and it covers the financial profile where I am at this juncture in my life. And it's something that will ensure my legacy. At the beginning of the show, one of the things that, Elliott, you mentioned, and this is what grabbed me the most, is we know that one day we're out of here. But preservation of our legacy is not guaranteed to the next generation. And to prove out what your point is, Elliott, all we have to do is ask ourselves what was handed to us from the previous generation. We received their blessings, their lessons, from the sweat of their brow. They raised us as best they could with what they had, and we're all the more blessed if we were able to connect on a spiritual level with that which is planted down inside of us that makes us who we are. But as far as the generational, the handing down of generational wealth, that is like Raheem said, that's not taught to us in school. We're not in classes on economics. Little Billy is not learning how to save his pennies in the fifth grade. And so without being taught how to secure our future, we have no future to pass on. And so we really have to break. We are not going to even call this a generational curse. We're going to call this a paradigm shift. We're going to change the narrative and shift the paradigm. And this is not for everybody. We understand that there will be some people that will get left because why? They don't want to hear this. Ah, you talking about that? Yes, this is what we're talking about. And only those who have an ear will hear. So we're not going to browbeat anybody about it. excuse me. Before we absorb too much time, I definitely want Raheem to be able to tell us about his phenomenal property launch in Earthia with his partner, Jason Swanson. You can definitely go to Raheem on Facebook, R-A-H-I-E-M. He's Raheem. You can't miss him. And you're going to see these different links that show this beautiful metaverse, New York, where hip-hop was born, Cedric Avenue. Raheem has towers in New York and prime real estate in the digital metaverse that will not be available that much longer if you don't get in early. So get it while it's right here and available. This man is right here at our disposal to ask questions and see how he navigated and matriculated his way to where he is now. Born and raised from the Bronx, hip-hop Hall of Famer, CEO in the metaverse arena. He's a king in his own right. He has a book coming out, actually three books coming out from the first rollout. He has a gang of music and other entities rolling out. We can't even talk about his new partnership that I'm privy to is so boss. Follow this man, Raheem, on all social media, RaheemOfficial.com. And I just want to say that continuing in the research so that Elliot and I, as we're learning and navigating the course and doing our own homework, I found BlackMetaverse.io, BlackMetaverse.io. They had a Black Metafest for 2022, Black History. So this is a Black Metaverse. I'm just finding it. They go into the Web 3, decentralized web, which is run on multiple servers. Instead, Web 3 runs on blockchains. So if you would think a physical, we've all been at work where we pass by the big old electrical room and you see all of these servers. So that's Web 2. That's the internet rollout. IT will come by your office wiring and running cords everywhere. Web 3 instead runs on blockchains, which is driven by peer-to-peer networks. It's digital. Then it explains Metaverse, a place where people can enjoy a second life via means such as VR and AR experiences. And, you know, they're going into it. I see some NFTs with Muhammad Ali and Malcolm X. I'm kind of connected to both of these brothers, and I'm concerned now as to do you have the family permission, because I know a lot of people are running their artwork and they can sell it and depict different people, and it doesn't seem like there's any strings attached when it comes to intellectual property and using their likenesses. I want to say that I will be releasing my own NFT, and I'm not going to give any hints as to what it is, other than the fact that it is a beautiful real-life photo of a famous landmark from the city of my birthplace, and it is a founding. And some other things are coming down the pipeline. I have some businesses that I'm making moves with. But back to our show, Elliot Howard, my sponsor and co-host, and now my financial fitness insurance agent on so many levels, my friend, brethren. And I also want to say this is what networking with another Black-owned and operated entity is about. We have got to learn to work together. And since we are so used to working outside of ourselves, outside of our own networks, family dynamics, and we'll reach way across the world and order something from China just because Amazon can have it here in 2 days before we go next door and ask Miss Emma to make a pie, knowing she's been cooking all her life and feeding the neighborhood. So we have to start learning from right within our own neighborhood and work our way out within our own family to start really, really, really buying Black-to-Black businesses, Black-owned and operated businesses and networking, because if we don't, we're not going to make it, okay? And we all can see what's going on in this world today. So we really need to network so that we can survive and thrive together. Lastly, Coinbase.com, I mentioned that, and that's where you can get $10 in free Bitcoin. Also, while Raheem was explaining Bitcoin on Cash App and his $500 turning into $800 over a course of not, you know, really micromanaging it, knowing it's volatile, it by happenstance of getting his identification business together, he wasn't paying attention to it, and it actually accrued in value, and he was able to withdraw it and use it. So that inspired me to go back to Bitcoin, and I'm just going to chip away like I used to, a couple of dollars here, a couple of dollars there, and just, you know, don't even pay attention to it. We all keep a couple of dollars in Cash App. So there are little small ways that we can incrementally work our way into the lane of actually getting to know these newer versions of trading, investing, and amassing our own financial fitness. Raheem, Erfia, your metaverse, tell us about that, brother. You dropped that yesterday. What's going on with it? Tell our listeners why we still have a few minutes.
Okay, so Erfia metaverse is it's the number two black-owned metaverse in existence. And the other metaverse that you mentioned, I did some research on it, and they haven't launched yet, but they are about to launch. But so we launched yesterday.
Okay.
And we made our we launched day before yesterday. Yesterday we had our penthouse sale, virtual penthouse. And the day before that, we had our virtual condominium sale. And so I own two virtual 70-floor high-rise buildings, one in Times Square in Erfia Metaverse, and one on one is the birthplace of hip-hop, which is 1520 Cedric Avenue in the Bronx. And so in the virtual world, in the metaverse, unlike the real world, you know, we simulate the communities and the cities to look like how we would want them to look. So you know, they have the appearance of what we know to a degree with an upgrade. And I also own an arena that is being constructed in the metaverse, where people will be able to purchase tickets to see events, virtual events, virtual concerts, virtual, you know, sports events and that sort of thing. And, you know, avatars will be performing these virtual events, but they're avatars of the actual actors or persons. And with respect to the rights of the intellectual property holders, okay, so the way that works is, it's about trademarking. When you go to get a trademark, when you trademark your name or your likeness, whatever it is that you're trademarking, your trademarks have to now include virtual reality. You know, it has to include NFTs, blockchain technology, and there are certain trademarks that include those things. But if you're not savvy to that and you're unaware, then you will trademark your name and your likeness to be used on, you know, certain platforms and you know, like, for example, you know, if I trademarked my name and my likeness for apparel, you know, T-shirts, hats, hoodies, and that sort of thing, that does not protect me at all from someone pirating this or my name or both and using it to reproduce NFTs. And I won't get a dime from it. So it's all about the knowledge of trademarks and making sure that you do your due diligence by protecting yourself and your brand and your name and likeness by trademarking, you know, getting all of the necessary trademarks. Yeah. And the other thing I wanted to say is there will be employment opportunities in the metaverse because the metaverse is, the metaverse is a growing world. It is a world. It's just not the world as we know it. It's a virtual world. But in the virtual world, there will be employment opportunities, like actual employment opportunities, because there'll be establishments in the metaverse that require people's patronage, and they will also require proprietors, you know.
Right.
Service people, you know, customer service people and that sort of thing. So it's, you know, we don't recognize it as the real world because it's not the real world, but it's the real world in virtual reality. And, you know, in virtual reality, you can make real money. And that's all that matters to me.
Well, as we can see, Snoop Dogg is entrenched very deeply into the NFT metaverse. You and Jason apparently are following that cab with these high rises, and I haven't even heard Snoop Dogg say that there will be employment. So right here, hip hop pioneer, rock and roll Hall of Famer Raheem is letting the world know that not only can you buy your own floor or spot penthouse in his metaverse universe, but also there will be employment. There are these service provider positions. And what came to mind when you said that was, if that be the case, you know, there's going to be concierge services. Come on now, y'all. Think with me. So we're going to be learning all about this in future shows. Raheem, it has been an honor, privilege, and a pleasure. I'm going to turn it back over to Elliot for any final questions he may have or any comments about all of the mentioned. I feel like we have learned I've learned more than I knew before, and I feel like this has been a great takeaway for me. It's invited me to get back into Bitcoin, and while we were speaking, I went back on Cash App and I purchased some Amazon stock. I figured, well, you know, they're going to keep running around in these blue trucks. I might as well know that I'm, you know, making money out of it too. So these are some of the small incremental steps that we can take. So I'm going to turn it back over to Elliot to, you know, go with you on any final closing comments. My closing comment is to thank both of you for being here, and that you can listen to the archive show here on our studio, blogtalkradio.com/Gumbo for the Soul. We are a Gumbo for the Soul international family brand created, owned, and operated by yours truly, Beverly. This is my another entity of my activism and the way that I give back. All that we do is based on philanthropy. That's why we have wonderful sponsors such as J. Elliot Howard, who knows how to go after these A-list guests and people with rife content to offer educational resources that can help us level up. So, gentlemen, thank you so much once again. And you can visit us at GumbleForTheSoulInternational.com for our anthology submissions, guidelines, Tribe Family Channel on Facebook and all of social media. Again, thank you, gentlemen. Be sure to follow in your closing comments and the good nights and what have you to let our listeners know where they can find you. God bless. Thank you.
All right. Well, I want to thank Raheem for being a guest of the show. It's really been an honor having you here. I think one thing that can be concluded with this is that cryptocurrency, as with the other commodities that are out there, it's important for investors to do their research and do their homework. Raheem did his homework. He went out and learned. He didn't just go by what he was told. He did the work. And it's important because of the fact that then, so when he's going and talking with anybody, and even the assistance that he got, I mean, it was with, like, he gave himself the working knowledge. And something that I've stressed in talking with Beverly and things that, like, other financial vehicles beyond banking. Banking is not the financial vehicle you want to use to guarantee that you're going to have financially successful. It is a place that can be, you know, as far as using a traditional bank as a custodian for your finances, but not if you're really trying to grow your wealth. And tonight was another evidence in the fact that with cryptocurrency, you can actually grow your, is a way of growing your wealth. When you do the work and you do make the right investments and you join, you know, and do that, follow that path. And so it's always good to have somebody that is versed in it, to at least versed in investing and finance to help you out with that along the way. And if you want that to be me and my team, you can definitely contact me at 281-661-3919, extension 92234. Or you can email me at elliot.howard@wslife.com. That's E-L-L-I-O-T, period, H-O-W-A-R-D, at W-S-L-I-F-E.com. Or you can reach out to me on Elliot Howard on Facebook or J. Elliot Howard on Instagram. And I'll answer your question. And, again, thank you, Beverly, for having me on the show. And thank you, Raheem, for being a guest on the show.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Elliot. Thank you, Beverly. It was my pleasure. And thank you, everyone, for listening. And you can find me, Raheem Official, Raheem.official, on Instagram, or Raheem Rockstar on Facebook. And in closing, I just want to say that if you download the Coinbase app, Coinbase will give you a few dollars if you watch, I think they're like minute tutorial videos on different decentralized cryptocurrencies. And I think each video that you watch, you'll earn either, you know, $1 or $2 in that respective cryptocurrency. And you can use that and actually trade it to purchase a cryptocurrency that's potentially on the rise. And if you know how to read a bar graph, then, you know, you can go on, you can download different apps like MetaMask, and it gives you a real-time view of the Forex market, and all you have to do is understand how to read a graph, and then you'll be, you know, that's getting yourself off the launch pad to being financially literate with regards to the Forex market. that's it. Thank you for having me again, and God bless.
Hey, Beverly.
God bless. Yes.
And make sure that you want this upcoming week, tune in. My co-host, Brian Henderson, of this podcast and none of those things, we're doing, we just released another one today, actually. So something to tie you over, something to, so get your education by listening to Financial Fitness. Have your fun by clicking over on Spotify and listening to this podcast and none of those things. Where it's having more places to talk about with food, eating, and other wonderful things just to keep everybody lighthearted and enjoying life.
Amen to that. Amen to that. And, Elliot, I saw those beautiful plates of soul food on your timeline. So y'all better be ready for Elliot because he'll take you from one dimension to another. Have you looking for these places that he's out here reviewing and profiling or what have you. So that's an amazing thing, and it just continues to show that we have to have a diversified level of interest. They say have seven streams of income. What if we had seven streams of interest that generated not only income, but enjoyment, passion, empowerment, and interaction so that we can what? Level up. Y'all have a good one. Let's catch this flight and good night.